Hall reopens after a multi-million dollar facelift. New York's 95-year-old Carnegie Hall, just possibly the best room for music in the world. On stage opening night will be a man who, more than any other, is the reason Carnegie Hall still exists. A 66-year-old violinist and force of nature named Isaac Stern. Back in the 60s, they were going to tear Carnegie Hall down and build another office building when Stern stepped in to stop the wrecking ball. How did he do it? The way he does everything in his life, bullying, cajoling, inspiring people into doing what he knows they should do. Why did he do it? Maybe because the most recorded violin player in history simply knows what it means to play there. We were there for Isaac Stern's final goodbye to the old Carnegie Hall. The orchestra is the Cleveland, the violin concerto, the Beethoven. No one, not even Isaac Stern, plays Carnegie Hall without feeling the presence of those who have been on that stage before. Carnegie is a monument to great performers and the unforgettable impact of a great performance.
It is imposing the performer's will on the public. It is not saying, please listen to what I have to say. It says, listen, I will now tell you the truth, and there is no other. That's a performance.
Some say that Isaac Stern's life is as much a bravura performance as his music making. We tagged along one day to find out. Stern is in his New York studio. It's still early in the day, but the pace, as always, is presto.
I will check with you after the rehearsal.
Stern's first stop, Lincoln Center.
I am pampered, and I am taken care of. Once in a while, things get pushed together.
Zubin's already here. His car just pulled up.
Zubin is Zubin Mehta, the conductor of the New York Philharmonic, with whom Stern is performing this evening.
Think we can get an elevator that would be?
Here, right in here. That's it.
Patience is not Stern's strong suit, nor is his tolerance for reporters' questions.
Do you have a practiced thought before you start to rehearse?
Silence.
Avery Fisher Hall at Lincoln Center. Enter Stern, Allegro Vivace.
Call my apartment number and ask my secretary. No.
The rehearsal. First, a small suggestion about the tempo.
Because you're behind them both.
Then a larger suggestion for the orchestra, which Stern is conducting for a special happy birthday tribute to Zubin Mehta.
No, wait a minute. I didn't say anything yet, did I?
At Carnegie Hall, Stern is part of a press conference unveiling the dazzling new plans for the auditorium.
Yeah.
Next to a violin maker, where Stern catalogs his collection of bows for insurance purposes. Then back to Lincoln Center, where we finally left Isaac Stern.
Playing first on the Vivaldi, correct?
He still had a two-hour concert and a dinner party ahead of him.
We're ready.
We were happy to go home.
What he does is to bring that same intensity that he brings to music to the whole of the rest of his life.
James Wolfenson, chairman of the Carnegie Hall Corporation, is an investment banker whose fundraising was crucial in saving the hall.
If Isaac Stern weren't a violinist, what would he be?
He'd probably be the most successful investment banker we'd seen around.
Why?
Well, he'd be so persistent. And if you don't agree, he just comes back at it. And he comes back at it, and he comes back at it again. For those that don't understand Isaac, that can drive you crazy.
And these other activities have to take some toll on the music.
If you're flying around the world and rushing out, raising money and practicing and playing concerts simultaneously, it has to show evidence of strain on you. And I just worry that he doesn't guard himself enough.
Let me come back to you. So the people are wrong then. Some of your friends who worry that it's just not possible for one human being to do everything you do and keep his mind on the music.
My dear, the only ones who can decide that are those who come to the concerts and listen. And I go on stage with nothing but my bare face and a fiddle, and I'll play. And I'll play with all my heart and everything I can do, and let them decide.
Okay, let's try
for these young musicians, it's an easy decision. This is the Yale Student Orchestra, and Stern is rehearsing the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto they'll perform together 4 days hence.
We're starting...
Eight is here, yes?
Yes. We're starting from the beginning of one before eight.
If the young conductor doesn't seem intimidated by his famous soloist, there's a reason. He is David Stern, Isaac's son. Isaac Stern, moments like these are simply the reward for living a life where music is everything, but not the only thing.
I've tried to explain so often to people, to young people, a career is not playing one concert or finally getting to play at Carnegie Hall your recital or to play with a Philharmonic or even... It is the sum total of what you have done over a long span of time. That's a career.
Were you a genuine prodigy?
No, not at all. No, I was part of the Over the Hill gang. I started studying piano when I was six, I guess. And when I was 8 years old, there was a friend of mine across the street playing the violin. And because I wanted to play the violin. So I became a violinist and he became an insurance agent.
That fate chose the right fiddle player is beyond question. But the early successes of Stern didn't last.
I was a local boy wonder in San Francisco. Then I went forth into the world and hit New York, and I was patted on the head and told to go home and practice.
And practice he did, enough to become a force in music and a forceful presence in the corridors of power.
Can you imagine what a dreary life it would be if the only thing I would do is to practice scales and play the bloody thing and that's all? But I enjoy living. I'll be able to make music until I drop.
When Isaac Stern plays, you pay attention. That's the kind of playing that he does.
Fellow violinist Itzhak Perlman.
He tells you to pay attention by the way he plays. You know, he says to you, listen to this phrase and listen carefully. I'm going to ask questions later.
Perlman and Stern are rehearsing the Vivaldi Concerto for two violins with the New York Philharmonic. Perlman says that it's Stern's use of vibrato, a throbbing, pulsating sound, that makes his playing instantly recognizable.
See, vibrato in some ways is a color. And you know, you hear a lot of people just use one color. With Isaac, he has a palette. You know, he would draw a picture, and that comes in blue, but then this one has to be a pale yellow, and that one is a red, and so on. And he uses that, and that's very, very important in fiddle playing.
How important? Stern then showed me.
And if there is none, as purists claim that a certain amount of playing was done, and it was... It's a little bit like saying, I love you. It doesn't say very much. So how do you say it, you know?
I believe you.
But Stern's real love is his wife of 35 years, Vera, who organizes his increasingly complicated schedule. Even at their country house in Connecticut, a day off is a day to practice. Over the years, Stern has become a kind of Papa Bear to young performers, from Itzhak Perlman to Pinchas Zukerman. Cellist Yo-Yo Ma came to Stern as a promising 8-year-old. Now another protege has become a colleague.
When I see some of the young people I've known walk across the landscape of the world with 7-league boots, you have no idea what a joy this is. You have no idea to what extent that revives me, what it gives me back. I feel when I'm with them, I feel as young as they are.
Tomorrow night, when Isaac Stern appears with the New York Philharmonic and a galaxy of musical luminaries to celebrate the reopening of Carnegie Hall, we know what he'll be thinking. Because last May, he put those feelings into words.
In this room, where we are now, where we are standing here, on that spot, Tchaikovsky opened this hall. On this spot, Vladimir Horowitz, Fritz Kreisler, Arthur Rubinstein, Yasha Heifetz, Arturo Toscanini, Leonard Bernstein, Goban Rachmaninoff, all the orchestras of the world, right here. If you would close your eyes for a moment and forget the traffic and listen, you'll hear their sounds. Because just as we're sitting here, their souls and their lives are in these walls. And who the Toscaninis and the Bernsteins and the Heifetzes and the Pavarottis and the Rachmaninoffs of the future will be, they'll all be right here. Because this is where they separate the men from the boys.